appreciate you being with us in the house of God tonight. Thank God for the privilege that we have just to come to God's house tonight. And,
I'm glad. The Lord's the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. There's a lot of things happened to me in my life, but I'll tell you what, the Lord's been the best thing. Amen. I appreciate the goodness of God, and I appreciate the presence of you being with us in the house of God tonight. Do remember to pray for Pastor Mark tonight. God will bless and help him, and pray for the church that God will just move up there, and souls may be saved by the grace and by the power of God. Also, don't forget Brother Chris tonight. You pray for him. He's over at Friendly Grove tonight and preaching. You remember to pray for him. Pray God just bless and help him. All the others that have been called out of the church, out pastoring, do remember them also. We need not forget these men, and pray for them and pray that God will help them. They stand where no man can stand alone, I'll tell you that. And we need God in our heart and our life. We have an announcement we want to read to you this evening. It says we would like the ladies' Bible study members to meet at the back under the sound room window after tonight's service. So don't forget that, those of you that are involved in that. Just be much in prayer for that, and pray that God's will be done. Amen. We want to try to share with you what the Lord has laid upon our heart for tonight. And we thought we was going to preach something else. And you know, the Lord changes your mind, changes your heart. And He's done that again tonight. And I pray that this will be a blessing to you and a help to you tonight. If anything in my life as a pastor and as a preacher, I want to help folk. I'm not here to browbeat you. I'm not here to run you down. I'm here to help you. Amen. And that's what I want to do. And just you pray for us tonight as we look in the Word of God. Second Chronicles in the Old Testament. If you have a Scofield Reference Bible, it'll be on page 496 in the Word of God. Second Chronicles chapter 7. Very familiar scripture. You've heard it. I've probably preached 1,000 times. But I don't think you'll hear it preached like you're going to hear it tonight. And so you just pray for us and pray that God will help us as we look here in the Word of God. Second Chronicles in chapter number 7, verse number 12, down through verse number 16. Now, if you look back the first part of chapter number 7 there, you'll find that it talks about Solomon and when he was a-praying and getting ready to go in. They had already built the temple, and he's getting ready to go inside the temple to have worship service. And they got ready to go in. And the Bible says there in the latter part of that verse number 1, it says, "And the glory of the Lord filled the house." Amen. Wouldn't it be a blessing to come up here on a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning and at this church, and we couldn't even get in the back door back there? Wouldn't that be a blessing? I tell you, I pray that it'll be experienced one time in my life before I leave this place, that God would fill the house and the power of God would be so real and so thick and so like a cloud in this place. We'd have to stand outside for a while and let that dissipate for us to come into the house of God. Preacher, you believe God can do that? Just as sure as I'm standing before you tonight, my friend, I know that He can do that today. But that's not what I'm going to preach about tonight. Verse number 12 of chapter 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night." If you like to stand, you may do so. "And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, and my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually." May God add His blessing to the reading of God's Word tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Gwynn if he would lead us to the Lord in prayer, please. Brother Gwynn.
Our most kind
Appreciate that, Brother Gwynn. All through the Word of God, you can find in the Scripture where that God made a way for the children of Israel all the way up to the day and hour that we're living today. He made a place, made a tent. The Bible talks about the tent that there the children of Israel lived in and went from journey to place where God was leading them. And that place was built and made and erected for you and I and the folks back in the Bible day for them to meet in. And the same is true here at Calvary today. God has made this church and had brought this church and set it on side of Pads Roads where that folks down through the time gone by that has met here and my friend come into this church and come to worship God and serve Him in spirit, in truth out there in the community today. And that God has always blessed the local church and God will continue, my friend, to do that today. There's something about just coming to the house of God and sitting down with God's people and just enjoying the blessings and the Spirit of God that is in this place today. I appreciate the choir singing. You choir do a wonderful job, both choirs, and I appreciate the Spirit of God that you sing in. I appreciate the Spirit we can feel in a prayer room and you come through the front door. The Spirit of God is so real today and I appreciate that. And you know, it's all because we know that this is a place that God has set out for us to meet today. And I'm glad God had blessed all through the eons of time where people had blessed and God had been there with them, even down by the river where there wasn't a building. I'm telling you tonight, children, that God will bless you wherever you're at, wherever you meet, whatever you do in God's will. God's going to be there and He's going to bless you and help you today. I know that my brother Gwynn has, I know I have, and other preachers have preached outside of a church. I preached in prisons. I preached in jail. I preached down at the armory with the National Guard when I was in the National Guard. And my friend, I preached everywhere. I preached outside in a yard. And young's, I'm going to tell you something. God is just as much real out there in that than He is right here in the house of God. But there's something special about God, my friend, erecting this place that we call Calvary to come in and to worship Him in spirit and truth today. And you know, I'm going to try by the grace of God to give you 7 reasons, my friend, why it's important, my friend, for the house of God. We have got to have this house of God today, my friend, and I'm going to give you 7 reasons, my friend, because of how important, my friend, this house of God is out of the Scripture that I read to you today. You know, we know that we can pray at home, my friend, you can have church at home. I know all that. But there's something about God's people meeting together in this local assembly place that we've got. And my friend, realizing that God is in the midst today. Youngs, I look forward to it from one Sunday, and my friend, to Sunday night to Wednesday night. I look forward to coming to God's house and hearing the man of God preach and feel the Spirit and the power of God, my friend, in the hearts and lives of our that God has given us that we may do what He has called us to do today. I told the preacher Sunday night, I said, listen, brother, you help me through God. You help me Sunday night. Youngs, I have never thought about praying that God would put in my path, my friend, somebody that I need to talk to about the Lord. I know that we meet people now wherever we go. My friend, I realize that. But when we pray for God to do that, my friend, you better be ready to do what God has asked you to do. And I appreciate the preacher standing and preaching the Word of God Sunday night. He was just a blessing to me and a help to me and an encouragement to my heart and my life today. But my friend, I want to try by the grace of God again to mention here 7 how important it is for God's house. 7 reasons why it's important, my friend, for God's house today. The Bible said there in verse number 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. My friend, we find that the Bible said there that God said told Solomon there, He said, listen, I have chosen this place. My friend, God, through the time past, has touched somebody's heart, and my friend, to come and build this church. And my friend, I know it's changed over the years as far as the inside of it is, but Young's, it's still a powerful church today as it was back in the day that whenever we was here. And I'm telling you tonight, children, that God has chose this place. My friend, if it wasn't for the grace and the power of God, Young's, we wouldn't have the blessings that you and I have today. We wouldn't be saved by the grace and by the power of God. My friend, no doubt, if we had not been for a church on the side of Pads Road, my friend, that we could feel the presence and the power of God in our heart and our life. He said, I have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. And he said, and if I shut up heaven, and there be no rain. Now this is what God said, amen. He said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. My friend, listen to me today. We're not shielded today. We don't live in glass houses, amen. My friend, we have troubles and trials and tribulations, and in our life we face difficulty. My friend, things comes in our heart and our life. But ain't you glad today that you know Jesus, my friend? Ain't you glad today you got somebody, my friend, that can come in your heart and your life and help you through difficulty that you and I face? My friend, that's why we have a church today. That's why that we have a meeting place here, and we're meeting here on Wednesday night, Sunday, and Sunday night. My friend, the place that we can come in and have fellowship one with another and worship God in spirit and in truth. And my friend, sometimes God come by and just move in your heart and help you, my friend, to get you to open your eyes a little bit wider and your heart a little bit bigger, where that God could speak to you and help you in what He wanted you to do today. So the church is very, very important today. My friend, it's important that we have a place to come and worship God, my friend, today. The Bible said there in verse number 14, He said, if my people... Amen. I'm telling you right now, young as God, I'm glad God has touched our heart and our life, and we are God's people today. My friend, number one, how important is the house of God? My friend, number one, I am associated with it. Amen. I mean, I'm glad tonight, young ones, that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad that whenever this life's over with, we're going to go to heaven, my friend, and there I spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm glad that I'm associated with this church. Amen. I'm glad, my friend, that God has put in my heart and my soul and led me back to Calvary Baptist Church today. Brother, it's important to me because I'm associated with it. And I'll tell you what, it's not only Calvary tonight. My friend, you go to any church in Wilkes County that's got the Spirit of God in it, and my friend, you feel right at home. Amen. My friend, I'm telling you right now, God has got some churches in Wilkes County that love God, preachers that preach the Word of God, that share the gospel, my friend. And I'm glad today that God has put Calvary back into my life, to my friend today. Listen, we need to be associated, my friend, with it. Amen. This is where that I give my heart and my life to Jesus. My friend, right here at Calvary. This is where I answer the call to preach, right here at Calvary. My friend, I want to tell you something. God is good. Amen. God knows our heart and our life today. My friend, this is the last place that you'll see my body outside of eternity. Amen. It's right here in Calvary Baptist Church. Amen. Young, you think about that just a minute. My friend, this church, my friend, I'm glad I'm a part of it. I'm associated with it. My friend, I'm glad I'm saved here. I'm glad God touched my heart and called me to preach the Word of God here. And my friend, the last time you see this old body is going to be laying up here in the casket, my friend, right here in this church. I don't want to go to a funeral home. My friend, I'm going where God has saved my soul and put some grace in my heart and my life. And my friend called me to stand and preach the Word of God. My friend, I want to be associated, my friend, for the church today. Youngs, I want God to be real in my heart and my life. When I leave this world, I want my body laid up here. My friend, I want the preacher to preach hell hot and heaven sweet. Don't you preach about Kenny Anderson. My friend, you preach hell hot and heaven sweet. I'd love to see somebody saved, my friend, by the grace and by the power of God. There's been a few that I have seen, my friend, in funeral services that have come up and give their heart and their life to the Lord. But my friend, very few. Very few. But I'm going to tell you today, children, one of the most important reasons in my heart for the house of God today is I'm associated with it. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that's where God touched my heart. God called me, my friend, to preach today right here. My friend, my people. God's talking about you today. If you're saved by the grace of God, you are associated with this church. Now I want to tell you something, young'uns. You don't put on your Christian coat when you come through the back door. My friend, you live for God out there in the community just like you live for Him right here in the house of God. My friend, you can't come in here and praise Jesus and go out yonder and do the things of the world. My friend, I'm telling you today that God put something deep down in our soul, my friend, that'll help us to live like a Christian. My friend, I've often said that we ought to live like, walk like, and smell like, amen, a Christian. My friend, God has blessed us. God has touched our heart. God has saved us. I'm glad I'm associated with the church, my friend, today. Listen, the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. My friend, number two, my friend, I don't want to get familiar with unfamiliar sounds. Amen. My friend, listen, God wants us to stay humble. When we start getting familiar with unfamiliar sounds, my friend, we're getting away from God. We're getting away from where God wants us to be at tonight. My friend, the devil will play a tune that you think is so beautiful and so sweet. And my friend, it goes in your ears, and when it goes down here to your heart, my friend, it starts drawing you away. My friend, getting you away from the Word of God, getting you away from the church house, getting you away from living for God, my friend, out there in the community today. And so I don't want to get familiar with an unfamiliar sound. My friend, I know God. I know when He speaks to my heart and speaks to my life. Has He audibly spoke to me? Absolutely not. He has not, but He has spoke to my heart. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, that when you get familiar with unfamiliar sounds, my friend, we're slipping away. My friend, away, getting further and further away, my friend, from what God wants us to be in this walk of life today. Listen, I do not like to be around somebody that use vulgar language. That's one of my pet peeves. I just can't stay around that. My friend, I can't be around that. And God give me the opportunity, I will tell and witness to those folks that do that. But that's one thing that God has really burdened my heart with. My friend, stay away from that junk. Yeah. Amen. If it comes on TV, I flip it over. Amen. Keep it flipping. My friend, we are living in a society today that, it's just like normal conversation out here in the world. But I want to tell you tonight, children, if we get familiar with unfamiliar sounds, we're moving away from God. Youngs, we need to stay in the house of God, love Him with everything that is in our heart and our life, and humble yourself. Youngs, we today need to realize, hey, I'm nothing. I'm the lowest of low that God's ever saved. When we humble ourselves under the hand of God, my friend, God can use us. And God can take our life and it be a blessing to somebody else today. Amen. You know, that's what I love to do. I want to see folks saved by the grace and by the power of God. And I want to be a humble individual. I don't want no credit for nothing because I was nothing when God saved me. And my friend, I'm still nothing today. But I want to tell you my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. My friend, God has done that in my heart and my life today. My friend, listen, we need to realize that God has done this in our life. He said, for if my people, which are called by my name, and shall humble themselves. My friend, we've got to humble ourselves by staying away. Do not get familiar with these unfamiliar sounds, my friend, that we hear out there in the world today. The Bible says, and humble thyself and pray. My friend, we today have an opportunity today to pray no matter where we're at. Preacher, how can you pray with your eyes closed and your head bowed going down the road? Well, I'm going to tell you something, youngs. You can pray, my friend, through your heart with your eyes open, my friend, and looking where you're going. My friend, no matter where you're at today, you can pray. Do we need to get along somewhere with God once in a while? Yes, sir. You ought to have, if you don't have, you ought to have a place in your home that you call this is my prayer spot. I've got one. My wife's got one. Hers is different than mine. But I want to tell you, I've got one. Every time I go, if I'm at home and just walking through the house, I look over there and I see that prayer spot that God's got for me. You know what God does? He said, "Now, Kenny, you ain't talked to me this morning. You ain't prayed to me." Boy, I stop. I back up. I don't care what I'm doing. I get down there and I pray, "Lord, you help me. You take me and you use me today that I might be a blessing to somebody in this walk of life." Youngins, you need a place to pray. If you haven't got a place to pray, you need to find that place. The Bible said there, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." My friend, number two, I've already mentioned that. My friend, number three, I see myself as I really am. Youngers, when we come to a place that we see ourselves as we really are. And my friend, when we see ourselves as we really are, we see Him as He is today. My friend, the Bible says in the Word of God, in Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 5. Listen to this. He said, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I shall dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." My friend, I'm telling you today, we need to come to God and realize just who we are. My friend, realize, I see myself as I am. I know that I am wretched. I know this body sins. I know that. But I also know that Jesus Christ lives within my heart and my life today. Preacher, have you ever seen Him? No, I hadn't. Hadn't seen Him, and I won't see Him until He calls me home. My friend, then I'll see Him as He is. But I want to tell you something. I ain't seen the wind either, but I've seen the results of it. Amen. My friend, that's the difference. You can see the results when God comes into our heart and life today. My friend, that was lost and now I'm saved. I mean, it is a difference in their life that is unexplainable. My friend, the dirty words and the cussing's gone. The living for the devil's gone. The smile comes on that face. And you know, folks that are lost without God, they go around with listen, I know I've been down and out also. I've been a little upset also. But my friend, I can't go around with a frown on my face all the time. I just can't do it. I mean, God's give me something that no man could ever give me. And my friend, I'm glad that God done that in my heart and my life. My friend, number one, I am associated with it. Number two, I don't want to get familiar with unfamiliar sounds. Number three, I see myself as I really am and Him as He really is. My friend, number four, because of a sacrifice made, I can turn from my wicked ways. Amen. That sacrifice that was made on the cross of Calvary for you and I. Jesus, my friend, the Bible says He was with God in the very beginning. Yes, my friend, and Jesus gave His life My friend, for you and I today, God didn't have to search over heaven. I believe Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Lord, I'll go and I'll give my life. My friend, He died for you and I that we might have life and have it more abundantly today. How important is the house of God? I'd say it's very important. My friend, it's important because this is where God... Now, I know you can be saved anywhere. My father-in-law was saved down there in the garden below the house. I know God can save you anywhere.
Yes, sir.
But my friend, after you get saved, you're going to find somewhere to go. Say, hey, I want to be around God's people.
Yes,
I want to be in the house of God. Yes, my friend, some of us were saved in church. Buddy, there's something special that God has put in our heart and our life that makes us want to go. My father-in-law, he got saved on Saturday evening. My friend, Sunday morning, he went to church. My friend made it public there in church. Amen. And when they give the invitation, he come up and got in the altar. They thought he got saved on Sunday morning. And he told me, he said, Kenny, I want to just tell you. I said, I got to tell you this. He said, I didn't get saved there Sunday morning. He said, I got saved last night down there in the garden. He said, that's where I bowed in that garden. I give my heart and my life to Jesus. My father-in-law, if you'd have known him, my friend, you would have said the Lord can't save a man like that. But I'm telling you right now, God saved him. The liquor and beer went down the drain. Amen. My friend went out to the meat house and got that liquor out there. I'm talking about hard liquor. I ain't talking about this stuff that you buy at the store. My friend then took that liquor out there and poured it out on the ground. Never touched another drop.
Amen.
My friend, from that day to the day God called him home. You know where? Praise God, what makes it so good about it? Amen. My friend, I don't know where I'm going to leave this world at. When I leave here, I don't know where I'm going to be yet, but you know what I like to be doing?
Yeah.
My friend, I like to be preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
My friend, when God calls me home,
My
father-in-law died right there in that garden. My friend, God come by and called him home.
Amen.
He was down there in his garden. Him and his wife, my mother-in-law, that there's where God called him home. God saved him there. God called him home there. I'm telling you what, youngs, there's something about the house of God. Amen. There's something about that, my friend, that is so important into our heart and our life, my friend, today. Listen, because of the sacrifice that was made, I can turn from my wicked ways. My friend, number five, give God a place, then I will hear from heaven. My friend, in the throne room of your heart, my friend, you have got to give God a place. He says there in verse number 14, if my people who are called by my name and shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My friend, God can give us a place. My friend, a place in our heart for God to come in. And let Him be in our heart, in our life. And let Him rule our life today. Let Him take care of every need that you and I have today. God can do it if we'll just turn to Him. And let Him come in our heart and our life. My friend, to give a God a place, my friend, then will I hear from heaven. My friend, in the throne room of your heart, my friend, God will come into your soul.
Yes,
youngins, whenever you need God, I'm telling you right, He's just a prayer away.
Yes,
my friend, all you got to do is pray. God, you help me.
Yes,
you be with me. You know, and I, listen, we need to pray about everything.
Amen.
Preacher, are you sure? I am absolutely positive.
Amen.
Amen. I prayed about things that if I told you what I prayed about, you'd laugh at me. Say, preacher, you crazy. But I want to tell you something, youngs. We need to pray about everything. My friend, I've made a mention about praying that when you go to the grocery store, ladies, you ought to pray before you go to the grocery store.
Amen.
Let me come down. My wife, I love her. I can take you to my home right now. We may have 25 cans of soup. I mean, that little cupboard in there is full. She never prays before she goes, brother. She just goes and gets, well, I think we need this. I think we need that. Young, I said, listen, we need to inventory this thing before you go. I mean, we're running out of room. There's no more room. We got enough soup. Amen. Let's get something else. But youngs, I say that lightly, but honestly, it's the truth.
Yes, sir.
We ought to pray about what we do.
Yes, sir.
If you buy an automobile, you ought to pray about it.
Amen.
If you buy a home, you ought to pray about it.
Yes, sir.
My friend, I don't care what you buy. You ought to pray about it. And pray that God. And I'm going to tell you something. If it's God's will for you to have what you're praying about, you look down through that portal and say, Lord, I just can't see it that you can get the job done. My friend, if it's God's will, He'll take everything out of the way.
Amen.
He'll start moving things out of your life. He'll start moving things that'll get you what you need. And listen, He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yes, right.
And if there's something I have stood by this all my Christian life. If I'm praying about something and God puts a stop in it, my friend, that tells me that God don't want me to have it. That's what God tells me. And I don't go any further. I'd love to have. Now, this is my dream today. Some of you older folk know what I'm going to talk about. I'd love to have a 58 Ford. See, I told you, you're laughing. You don't even know what it looks like. I wrapped that 58 Ford I used to have around a poplar tree. Like to kill my crazy self. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, I'd have been dead. But I'd love to have a 58 Ford back. A black one, just like I had. My friend, and I loved that old car. That was my first car at 16 years old. My friend wrapped that thing around a tree. Wonder God hadn't tucked my life in.
Yes, you're right.
But I want you to know, He looked down through the portals of time and He said, I've got something else for Kenny to do.
Yes, sir.
I'll never have a 58 Ford in this life. But if there's any in glory, I want to at least sit in it for a few minutes. But youngs, I'm telling you today, God knows what we need.
Yes.
He knows what we need, and we just need to look to God and say, Lord God, you show me, you tell me what I need in my life. And my friend, that's why it's so important to come to the house of God. My friend, to have a place that you can come and you can feel the Spirit and the power of God. My friend, give God place in your life. Give Him full reign in your life. Ask Him to help you in everything. My friend, you face today. Number 6, He will forgive your sin. My friend, I'm glad of that today.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that God will forgive our sin today. I want to read you a verse of Scripture that really touched my heart when God was giving me this message. It is found in the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 8. And verse number 59. The Bible says there in that verse, listen closely. It says, and let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that He may tame the cause of His servant, and the cause of His people Israel at all times, as a matter may require.
Amen.
Those last three words, as the matter may require. I don't care what comes in our lives. We're saved by God's grace. We are God's young'uns. He's our Father and we're His child. And my friend, Jesus has saved us. It doesn't matter what comes in our life. God said here in the Word of God, as a matter shall require. My friend, God has got a way out. No matter what we're facing in this life. He said, I'll take care of it.
Yes, sir.
As a matter shall require. I read that and I come up about that high off of my seat. I said, Lord God, thank you that you can take care of things in my life. My friend, you can see before I can see. My friend, when that matter needs to be taken care of, my friend, you'll take care of it. He said, as a matter shall require. He said, I don't care what it requires. He said, I'll take care of it. Preacher, I've been praying for my lost loved one for years, and I just don't know where God's going to save him. My friend, listen to you. That matter that requires, amen. God said, I'll save him. You just continue to pray. You pray and you keep praying. My friend, don't never quit praying that God will touch that person. God will save that person. My friend, it doesn't matter what it is. And we find that in the house of God. How important it is to come to the house of God. My friend, we can come to God's house and realize that. And listen, the reason why we're here tonight, that we gleam off each other. We help each other today. You might have a testimony that just really blesses my heart. Just like Brother Larry preached Sunday night, my friend, when he talked about praying that God put somebody in your path. My friend, I come to the altar and I go on my face and I said, God, forgive me and help me to always pray that you put somebody in my path that I can witness to. My friend, God will do things in our life as the matter requires. And it doesn't matter what it is. My friend, God says, I'll take care of it. So that's why it's important, my friend, to come to the house of God. My friend, we is number one, I am associated with it. Number two, I don't want to get familiar with an unfamiliar sound. Number three, I see myself as I really am. And He as He really is. Because of a sacrifice made, I can turn from my wicked ways. Amen. That sacrifice on the cross. Number five, give God a place. Then I will hear from heaven. My friend, He will take care of what's in our life today. My friend, number six, He will forgive your sin. My friend, I'm glad that God will maintain the cause as a matter shall require in our life today. Number seven, my friend, He will heal our land. My friend, the Bible says here in the Word of God, back in the Scripture, in 2 Chronicles, it says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto prayer that is made in this place. Now this is God talking. He said, my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to prayers that is made in this place. He's talking about the church house. Amen. When we come to the church house, we ought to be prayed up. Yes, sir. But my friend, there's something about the church house and praying to God. The Bible said, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house, and my name shall be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. My friend, that little word perpetually simply means never stopping and always remembering.
Yes, sir.
Never stopping. He said, I'll be there forever and ever. I will never stop. I will always hear. I will never quit. My ears will never be turned from you. He said, I'll be listening to you today. My friend, He will heal our land, as we read in the preceding chapter, our preceding verse. He said that He would heal our land. And youngs, we need today a process. My friend, in that process that God, it will be done. I don't know how He's going to do it, but my friend, it will be done. My friend, I don't know how that process is going to take place, but God is going to heal this land called America today. I believe that. I believe with all the turmoil and the strife that we have all over this great nation today, my friend, God has a way.
Yes, sir.
What that way is, I don't know. But my friend, He'll take care of that.
Amen.
My friend, I'm glad that Christians willing to stand and believe the infallible Word of God.
Amen.
Youngers, that's the key to all seven of those that I've mentioned to you today. We as Christians need to stand and be willing, my friend, to believe the infallibility of the Word of God. If there's one word in this Bible that's not right, it's all wrong. My friend, if there's one paragraph, one chapter that is not right, it's all wrong. My friend, I'm glad this Word of God will stand. It has standed over the eons of time. And my friend, it's going to stand till the church is called on. And I want to tell you something, it's going to stand even after that.
Amen.
My friend, Jesus Christ, the Bible said that He was what? The Word. My friend, it's going to stand forever and ever today.
Amen.
How important this church is to you. I pray that it's very important to you. Preacher, are you preaching to the choir? No, I'm preaching what God wanted me to preach. If I preach what I want to preach, you know what I'd have preached tonight? I'd have preached on eagles. But that's me. I couldn't do that. God said, no, sir, you're not preaching on eagles. You're preaching on this. How important is God's house? My friend, there are seven reasons in that chapter how important God's house is to us today. Young as God's blessed us beyond measure, we want for nothing. We can go home just as I said. I guarantee you some of you, your pantries is going to be like mine. They're overrunning. But my friend, I want to tell you something. There had been a time, Brother Preston and I were talking before church. I'm going to tell on Preston. And he talking about things that's going on, you know, that he has in his life, you know, and how his daddy got him a car. I said, listen, brother, I want to tell you something. I said, I had to work. We didn't have nothing handed to us. We worked started at 14 years old, mowing yards. There's nothing handed to us. The only thing we got new is right before the school started that year, and mom and daddy went and bought us a new pair of pants, and those was blue jeans, and a shirt and a pair of shoes. That's what we got new.
Amen.
My friends, sometimes we fail to realize all the blessings that God has given us over the years. Oh, I'm thankful for that. Gwen knows what I'm talking about. I'm thankful for that. My friend, that through all that we had to go through in our life, and it was a blessing. My friend, God looked down through the portals of time, and He said, the house of God, I'm going to save them young'uns. I'm going to save that mom and dad. My friend, I'm going to save people in that family. I'm going to touch their heart and their life. And my friend, it happened, started right here in this church.
Amen.
How important is this house of God? Youngs, it's very important
Amen.
To me.
Right.
Very, very important to me. I want God to be real in our heart and our life. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God, now some of you, I've seen it on you. Amen. I've seen you in the choir and you're about ready to shout. Amen. I'm praying that God will just fill you on up. Amen. Just give you that Cain Heppitz. Amen. I preach a little bit on Cain Heppitz once in a while. Young, sometimes we need to get to the place that we just can't help it.
Right.
I mean, just mind God.
Amen.
And let Him do what needs to be done.
Amen.
And He'll get all the glory and honor and the praise for it all. Ain't you glad you come tonight? Amen. I appreciate you being here in the house of God, children. I love trying to preach the Word of God, but I love trying to help folk. I'm not a browbeater. I'm not a my way or the highway preacher. I am not that. I want to try to help folk today. And youngs, I want you to know this house of God is important.
Amen.
It's important to me, my friend, in my life. This is where it all started. This is where it's all going to end for me. Right here. I'm not going to be Daniel Rain's servant. I'm going to be right here in the house of God.
Amen.
This is where it started and this is where it's going to end. And I hope, if it's God's will, I want to be a preaching. And listen, don't get upset if I fall out. Amen. Shirley's been on to me and said, listen, Kenny, you're going to have to slow down a little bit. And I've tried. And I want to. But sometimes, you know, that spirit begins to move. And, man, you just got to let her out somehow or another. Amen. I'm glad God's blessed us.
Amen.
Young, God has blessed Calvary Baptist Church over the years. I'm talking 50 years ago.
Amen.
God has blessed this church. And look at it now. Still has the same spirit and the same power. Mm-hmm. Has a man of God that's standing and preach the word of God gun barrel straight.
Yes, sir.
There's not many of those around today.
Right,
there are few and far between.
Yes, sir.
I love you today, church. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Let's realize that this church is important to us. Let's be as vigilant as we possibly can, my friend, to get everything out of our way that we could be here in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Young'uns, I pray that God would help us and God's will be done in our heart and our life. Amen. If you stand to your feet. Ask Brother Scott if he would. If you have a need tonight to come to this old-fashioned altar, we want you to come. I don't know what that need may be. Maybe somebody in your family that's lost. I don't know. You just mind God. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you touch every heart, every soul, and every life in this building.
Yes.
Lord, it is important. This church is important. The house of God is important. And Father, I pray, Lord God, you just bless us all. Lord God, touch us tonight. Lord God, just have your will and your way in our heart and our life. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Scott.